The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis. Hey, good morning, everyone. Alan Ellis here. We're back with the second hour of the Outdoors and Radio Show, and we have a guest this morning from the Maryland Department of Natural Resources Fisheries Service, and we want to welcome Amanda Weschler. Did I say that correctly, Amanda?
You did.
How about that?
I'm proud of you. No one ever does.
Phonetically. I did it phonetically. So.
Way to do it.
Yes, indeed. You are the Marine Mammal and Sea Turtle Stranding Coordinator for Maryland Department of Natural Resources out of the Cooperative Oxford Laboratory in Oxford, Maryland. I was down there 2 weeks ago, Saturday evening, for the Bryan Brothers event.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It was very nice.
Oh.
Very nice.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a small town.
Yep, very small town. Yes, it is. No question. But, yeah, pretty place, that's for sure. So, we are talking about critters, and you know, I always like to give the department the opportunity, and especially your part of this equation, because people who, you know, the average tourist who's out there in Ocean City may or may not be as attentive as a fisherman who's you know, watching for fish breaking the surface, and you know, may wander into areas where the average beach goer doesn't go. Fishermen are also on the water, and that's, I'm guessing, you probably get a few calls from fishermen when they find, maybe they find them more often than others, but any kind of stranded marine animal.
Yes, we do.
Yeah, so you guys got out there fishing, and all of a sudden they'll find a sea turtle in trouble in the lower bay, or they'll be on Assateague surf fishing, and they'll find a stranded dolphin of some kind, and that's where your department, I guess, or division comes into play. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay, how am I doing? Good?
You're doing well.
All
yeah,
right,
you're
good.
Doing really well.
Good, good.
You got it covered so far.
All right, so far. So, I guess the question is, number one, what in the world does the health program, the DNR Fish and Wildlife Health Program, do for our natural resources here in Maryland?
Well, we do a couple things. We have four staff members. We have myself and my supervisor, Dr. Cindy Driscoll.
Who's yep, Cindy's been on the air.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Oh, she's been on the air?
Oh, yeah.
You know all about her.
But she's been on the air for an hour just like you're going to be.
Oh, awesome. Well,
no, we've had
Cindy on next year, and she can talk about herself.
There you go. Very good.
See? Planning ahead. And then two other staff members who I believe you've spoken with, Mark Matthew, before, who works on the Fish Health Program.
I believe I have, yes. Yes,
and
I have.
And Kevin Rosemary. So together we respond to, myself and Cindy respond to marine mammal and sea turtle strandings, and she'll also branch out and do birds and bears, and Kevin and Mark will do the fish side of things. So we basically investigate mortality events around the state. So we'll do sampling. We'll take fish and do sampling, blood work to assess the health, the overall health of different species in the bay. And Cindy will do the same type of thing for wildlife, and I will go and collect your dead marine mammals and sea turtles and do necropsies and basically do organ sampling, things of that nature for a diagnostic analysis to assess their health and or, you know, understand what diseases affect populations is basically what we're looking for.
Okay, so let me get this right. You've got other entities that rescue live animals.
I do.
Stranded sea lions, stranded dolphins, stranded whales, stranded sea turtles that are still alive, right?
Yeah. Well, we have a thing. We don't talk about stranded whales on Saturday morning. You know, that's just a general, because you don't want a whale on a Saturday. Come on. On a weekend. You want that on, like, a Tuesday. So you can have that covered for, like, Thursday. That's just a rule of thumb.
Okay.
Right? Yes, we actually partner with the National Aquarium in Baltimore.
Right.
So they have a, they call it the MARP, which is a Marine Animal Response Program.
Right.
So they respond to live animals because they have the facilities that are, they're able to rehabilitate ones that are sick and injured.
Right.
You know, whatever. And then we just do the dead.
the animals that have already assumed room temperature is when you come into play.
Yeah, or a little hotter, depending on your.
Tiny air. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I can't.
Gives me a call.
I can't imagine being the person that decides they want to open up that stranded dolphin that's been laying out there for 2 days. Probably not me.
I have your number now.
Yeah. Hey, look, I'd be glad to come. I would be glad to come down and watch.
Oh, so you say that now? Yeah.
No, I really would. I really would. I have.
Now that you jinxed it.
Hey.
We'll get you down here. We'll get you a knife. You'll love it.
I would probably enjoy that. Yep, no question.
Yeah, you're in trouble now.
Okay, well, Al, come on. You give me that invitation and I'll be there.
All right.
Let me know when you anticipate the next stranded dolphin.
Oh, I will. You're locked in now.
Okay, I'm great. All right. So a stranded animal is not the same as a live animal. I mean, I guess a stranded marine mammal means stranded as in deceased.
It's a little bit of both.
Okay.
So a stranded marine mammal or sea turtle could be a dead one.
Okay.
That's either on the beach or floating, like you said. I'll get
right.
calls from fishermen. Sometimes people aren't fishermen. It's just like, you know, recreational.
Oh, sure.
You know, people out with their families, and they, you know, stumble upon a dead turtle, and it's a nightmare, and there's kids in the background, and they give me a call, panic, you know.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But you're right, it could be a live animal, so
okay.
Whale, dolphin, usually not a sea turtle, because sea turtles don't usually come up on the beach unless they're nesting, which doesn't happen often around here.
Right.
I've actually had a nesting case in Assateague a couple years ago, but typically the sea turtles are dead, but it could be a live cetacean that is either on a beach or in water so shallow that it's unable to free itself to resume normal activity.
Right.
So they had a case like this down in Florida a couple of years ago with pilot whales. I think it was in the Everglades.
Yes, I remember
that.
They
were frantically, you know, because they were all alive, they just couldn't get back out because they came in to feed and then the tide went out. So
yeah.
That's considered a stranding as well.
Okay.
Or it could be any seal. So we only get seals in the wintertime. A lot of times they'll be live. They'll just come out to sun themselves. But sometimes they're sick, so you'll notice once they're unwilling to leave the shore, it's usually because they're injured or they're in poor health.
Right.
So it could be a variety of different things.
Okay, so we have...
My strandings are the, you know...
Mostly harp seals, I believe, if I remember right.
I think we've had a few harp... Mostly harbor.
Harbor seals, okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Difference between seal and sea lion. We've never had a sea lion that I remember.
No. Not over here.
No, that's West Coast type of deal. So,
yep.
All right. So, the division has been active since 25 years, 1990. Happy anniversary.
Yep. Ah.
and over that time, in that 25-year period, 440 marine mammals and 450 sea turtles, almost even between the reptiles and the mammals. Almost 900 animals in 25 years, and the most common, from what I'm reading here, seems to be the bottlenose dolphin, and we've heard in the last couple of years about the abundant dolphin strandings, not only in Maryland, but up and down the East Coast.
Right.
Tell us a little bit about that.
Okay, so I want to say it was probably around July 2013 where all the states, we actually keep in touch as a network, as a stranding network, about New York, actually even a little bit farther. Let me see if people in New England actually contribute. I'm trying to think back to my conference calls here.
Okay.
Down to Florida, we now have people on the line, even as far south as Keys that call in. There, everyone was kind of noticing an increase in stranding number.
Okay.
So in Maryland, we typically get around five or so bottlenose dolphins a year, which, you know, isn't crazy. We mix those up with other species. You know, we usually get 40 to 50 animals a year on a good year. majority are sea turtles, just because human interaction in the summertime, you know, people are out, they're boating, it happens. So the 5 was about the average for the dolphins, and then everyone started to see kind of an increase in July. That's when we all kind of frantically got on the phones and we're talking to each other, you know, what's going on. And then, let me see, I'm trying to think. I would say August is when they actually declared it an unusual mortality event. So this happens every now and then. It happens around the U.S. Sometimes it's with sea lions. Most of the time it's with marine mammals of some sort. So an unusual mortality event, or UME, as I'll refer to it, just so I don't have to keep saying it over and over. It's a stranding event that involves a significant die-off of any marine mammal population and demands an immediate response. So, obviously, we had to respond as quickly and efficiently as we could because something out of the ordinary was affecting them. So a lot of the dolphins we noticed that were stranding had lesions. So just like sores are on their skin, mouth.
Right.
And then once, you know, we did the necropsy on them, we found that some of their joints, like their scapular joints, some of their fluid, their spinal fluid, their lungs, they were all unusual as well. So they actually declared that morbillivirus, which is similar to distemper in canines, you know, how you always take your dog to the vet
yeah.
to treat
mm-hmm.
you don't want to get distemper. Yeah, it's a similar virus, and it's actually transmission through inhalation or direct contact between animals, which was why it was able to spread so rapidly.
Sure, because they all come to the surface pretty much at the same time, and they spout.
Yep.
The water droplets fall back in. They breathe them. You know, I understand that. I get that.
Yep, that'll do it.
Like a pack, like a pack critter, basically. But it's interesting that you would say that it's like a distemper virus. You did say distemper.
I did.
Yeah, in marine mammals, and you know we don't think about that. Now, is this virus endemic in the population? Is it something that is caused by the fact that these animals are close to shore and our shorelines are lack of a better word, polluted? How do we determine how this virus comes into the environment?
Well, there's a couple things going on right now. First of all, there's still a lot of unanswered questions and things that are up in the air because the whole event hasn't officially been declared closed.
Mm-hmm.
We still have meetings with NOAA, and they haven't really called it off yet because there are still animals when they're stranding, even though they're now, it's slowing down and there's animals in lesser numbers. They haven't completely tested negative. So the problem, though, is that morbillivirus, like a few other things, it's actually just present in the population in general. So it's not something that's unheard of, and it doesn't necessarily have to be in a mortality event where you see this type of disease. And it just, you know, it's in the population in general. The problem is we don't really know what, you know, made it, you know, kind of go in the direction that it went. Yeah,
yeah, I understand that. But I mean, have we seen a dramatic population increase that would allow more, you know, more potential victims to this virus? Or, you know, I mean,
we haven't really. That's
troubling. Yeah, that is troubling.
So we're still doing a few tests because there's a couple offshore populations of animals. So we have a couple people down. Let me see. Well, we have them all over, but ours are down in the south. But we actually take genetics from the animals. And when we send them down there, they can actually do a gene sequence to tell us just so they know, so no one knows what populations are being affected. They can actually track the genes back to the pod, if you will,
right.
You know, the population. They can see which one's being affected, and they're hoping that in doing so, they may be able to determine where it actually started, but it still doesn't give us a lot of questions as to why, since it's already in the population. We just don't know why it, you know, happened the way it did.
Got it. Hang on right there. We need to take our first break of the hour.
Sounds good.
And I need to tell the folks about Chesapeake Outdoors. Chesapeake Outdoors, right there on Kent Island. Soon after you cross the Bay Bridge, you'll start seeing the exit numbers. And exit number 39B, that's the one you're looking for, Dominion Road, right off Route 50 East. You'll see the big green sign for Chesapeake Outdoors along the highway. You'll see the parking lot. You'll see the store. Then you get up immediately off the exit. And when you get inside, you will see, if you go to the right, you're going to be looking mostly at hunting stuff. You're going to be looking at the bows, the crossbows. You're going to be looking at the guns, the turkey decoys, the archery accessories, the hunting accessories, the clothing, the camouflage. You'll see all that. And when you look to the left, you're going to see all the fishing and crabbing supplies. You're going to see all the Mojo and Mojo bucktails and all the big trolling lures for rockfish. You'll see a big colorful display there of custom bucktails and parachutes and umbrella rigs and all the trolling lures, and of course huge selection of rods and reels for any type of fishing. If you look behind the counter, well, you're not going to see the live bait, but they've got it, trust me. They've got live bait, minnows, and frozen bait for anything and everything. The Bubba Blade knives if you want to clean your catch. And it's your full service first choice for Eastern Shore hunters and anglers, hunting and fishing store right there on Ken Island. It's called Chesapeake Outdoors, and that's what it says on the sign, too. That's what it says, you know, on your receipt when you actually purchase something at 50 East, exit 39B, Dominion Road. The friendly staff will direct you in any direction you need to go. They'll help you with your selection, and you can call them if you want at 410-604-2500, 410-604-2500, Ken Island's largest selection of fishing and crabbing supplies as well. Now, you get back up here to our own hometown here of Baltimore, and you can stop by Clyde Sports Shop in Lansdowne, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road. If you need anything for fishing, anything for trolling, anything for rockfish or bass or trout or perch or any type of fishing that you would like to do, they've got everything there that you need. They've got the licenses and rod and reel repair. They've got fishing rod, you know, if you want to put a new tip on your fishing rod or leave your reel there to get it cleaned and fixed and back in shape. I've done that over the years with a couple of rods and reels, and they've got one of my saltwater reels down there right now, as a matter of fact. So, you know, I do believe that they know what they're doing, and that's why I trust them to do my stuff. Not only with fishing stuff, but with guns as well. The firearms repair, the scope mounting, the bore sighting, the cleaning, the the gunsmithing is just a great part of their business. So why not stop by and see them for everything you need? The ugly stick rods, Shakespeare and Pfluger rods and reels, trolling combos. They're big in pen. They've got all that stuff. So, excuse me, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road. Just off Beltway Exit 9, 410-242-6108, 410-242-6108, or try that fishing hotline, 410-247-3474, 247-FISH.
This is Alan Ellis for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, spray-on bedliners. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie are proud to provide outstanding customer service, just like their number one rated Linex spray-on bedliners, with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface, is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer, blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands, tools, and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at your local car wash, too. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex spray-on bedliner from Catonsville Linex or Bay Linex of Glen Burnie. Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie's new location is 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199.
Hey, it's time for the Maryland Fishing Challenge. It's going on right now. It's a free year-round tournament hosted by Maryland DNR Fishery Service for every recreational angler in Maryland. Eligible fish include all game fish from the Atlantic Ocean to the clear freshwater of Deep Creek Lake, including more than 65 species in five categories: freshwater, Chesapeake Bay, Atlantic Coast, catch and release, and even invasive species. The youth division is connected to the free online Maryland Youth Fishing Club. And if you're looking for a great place to get a kid started, go online to the DNR website, dnr2.maryland.gov/fisheries, or you click on the fisheries button and go to that youth fishing club. That's a great place to get started. If you catch a fish of a notable specified size, you'll receive your official angler award certificate and invitation to the grand finale event in September, where you could win a Tracker marine boat package, an exotic fishing vacation from the World Fishing Network, Costa gear, tackle packages from Bass Pro Shop and Bill's Outdoor Center, and much, much more. And more coming for the Maryland Fishing Challenge. We were at a meeting last week, and I got to tell you, can you say cash? I hope so. Trout season's here. The perch run is on. Rockfish season's just underway. So from the headboats on the Atlantic to the headwaters of the Clear Mountain Stream, it is time. It's fishing time. Go fish. The official rules are online at dnr2.maryland.gov/fisheries. You'll be glad you did.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire.
Hey, if you like great seafood, NBS Seafood, 1223 Dorsey Road in Glen Burnie. They've got it all. They've got live Louisiana crabs. They've got live Maryland crabs from the coast. They've got crab meat. They've got Louisiana crawfish, live. They even have andouille sausage to go along with those crawfish. Gator sausage, gator tail meat, you name it, they've got it. Catfish fillets, five-pound bags, just $45. Jumbo, Gulf shrimp, scallops, and all other seafood items. They even have the spice to make your seafood taste great. Stop by and see NBS Seafood or give them a call, 410-271-3202. Thursday, Friday, and Mondays from 2 to 7. Saturday, today from 10 to 7. Sunday from noon to 5. NBS will accept your Visa, MasterCard, EBT, and cash. Any questions? Give them a call, 410-271-3202 for NBS. That stands for no BS, no bull stuff, seafood in Glen Burnie. That's right, 410-271-3202.
Start your day with Sean and Frank, Maryland's wake-up call. Weekdays 5 to 9 a.m. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Paladin, paladin, where do you roam? Paladin, paladin, far, far from home. Have gun, will travel, reach the card of a man. A knight without armor in a savage land. His fast gun for hire heeds the calling wind. A soldier of fortune is the man called Paladin.
All right, Richard Boone as Paladin. I always liked that show when I was a kid growing up, that's for sure. All right, we were with Amanda Weschler, who specializes in dead critters that have washed up on the beach somewhere, correct?
Correct.
Okay. So, you do your necropsy on a dolphin, and there's a lot of different species of dolphins and whales and turtles that you deal with. I mean, we've got some. I know we've got loggerhead turtles and bottlenose dolphins, but there's other species as well. But I've got a question: What's the average weight of a bottlenose dolphin? 800 pounds, somewhere in there. Ballpark?
Depends. I'm trying to think. Weight.
But it doesn't matter. They're
heavy. I'm trying to think because we get so many different sizes.
Yeah, well, they're bigger than me. Let's put it that way.
They are bigger than you. Yeah, I would say a couple.
Yeah, they're bigger than me. There. So the question is, once you collect your samples and, you know, you've got what you need, I'm sure you pack that up in little sample bags and bottles and things like that, and then, you know, you're done. You don't haul the whole carcass back to Oxford and go, we need to figure out what's going on with this. Or do you?
Sure, I do.
No, you don't. Come on now.
Absolutely.
No.
Well, yeah, I mean, if it's summertime or it's decent outside, you know, we'll conduct a necropsy on site, especially if it's somewhere far away, like St. Mary's County or something like that.
Right.
It's a lot easier to do it in the field and then either bury it or just, you know, take the parts for disposal, depending on the situation. But a lot of times if we get a stranding and it's, you know, snowing,
yeah.
Or we had, what was it, it was last winter where we got like 2 or 3 feet of snow over here on the Eastern Shore.
Yep.
Yeah, it was great. Our truck was a mess. So we got stuck on the beach. The dolphin froze and got stuck to the truck. It was a treat. But either way, yes, those are the situations where we actually have a full necropsy lab back at Oxford.
Uh-huh.
So I do take it back.
Really?
I do.
So you winch it up on the flatbed and away we go.
Absolutely.
Or in the back of the pickup truck.
Usually, yeah, it's in the back of the pickup truck, which we do have a winch and a lift gate. It's
yeah,
great. It helps
sure.
me out a lot.
Wow, yeah, I would hope so, yeah.
So usually it's not as bad with the smaller animals, but, you know, we've had some of the larger animals, you know, the 600-pound plus animals that are, you know, 11 feet long or something, and you can't quite get it all the way in, so you're trying to cover it with a tarp, and then the flukes are hanging out over the truck bed, and you get weird looks from people, you know, taking their children to Ocean City, and
I can't imagine.
An awkward wave at the stoplight, like, you know.
I can't imagine.
Good.
Yeah. Yeah. You need a little you need a little bumper sticker, you know, like not like baby on board, but maybe like dead whale on board or something like that.
Yeah,
you know?
That's the second time you've mentioned whale, by the way.
I'm sorry.
That's fine. I've got your number. I'm calling you.
Well, you know, I'm the guy that brings the bananas on the charter boat on my fishing trip. What can I say?
You're that guy.
You know, I like to tempt fate.
Yeah.
There you go. So I'm not allowed to say the W word on Saturday because you don't want one to show up on a weekend.
Typically Friday after 4 is my cutoff, but, you know, on the weekend. Say it's like a Monday or something,
Okay. All right.
Okay. I'll work on the bumper sticker.
Yeah, I got you. So choose civility is a good one. That's one from Howard County you might want to think about, where they want to reintroduce wolves into the environment over there to take care of the deer population. Just thought you'd like to know. Anyway, okay, so we're not going to do the bumper sticker today, but let's say mom and dad and their 2.5 kids are on the beach in Ocean City, and maybe they go for a nature walk down on Assateague somewhere, and they trip over a dead dolphin.
Situation just escalated really quickly.
at that point,
sorry kids, guess what?
Yeah, didn't see it.
Ran
right. Oh, Johnny, what is that? Look what I found, mommy. First step. After they take a picture on the cell phone or a Vine video,
which does happen. People
I know
selfies. You end up on Facebook. Oh gosh. So anyway, the first step would be to call us. We actually have an agreement with the Natural Resources Police.
Yep.
And we have a hotline number, which I'm going to send your way.
No, I've got it. I've got it on every document. Yes, I do.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Okay. So we have a hotline number, and you're going to want to call that number. First of all, don't touch it. We try to ask people to remain about 150 feet away from the animal just for their own safety, because sometimes you never really know what was wrong. I mean, like I said with sea turtles, sometimes it was a boat strike, and it's really obvious that that's what happened. But a lot of times with marine mammals, they're a little more questionable, especially since we're mammals, too. There can be like zoonotic diseases sometimes. So you don't want to obviously transfer them from the animal to yourself, or, you know, if the animal is still alive, put them at risk, just because a lot of people who want to help, but if it is still alive, they don't really know the correct way to handle it, and they'll put the animal at risk. So,
yeah, like the,
you know, kind of a back and forth.
Like the two ladies that put everybody's lives in danger on the Beltway when they wanted to help a deer. Very, very difficult to bring a deer with a crushed rib cage back to life and take it to the vet and get some help. Not going to work. Anyway,
yes,
you got a toll-free number. You got a toll-free number.
Are you going to say it, or do you want me to say it?
Oh, go ahead. It's your number.
Okay. All right. So it is 1-800-628-9944. And that will actually get you in touch with DNR Communications, with Natural Resources Police Communications.
Right.
And then they will forward all the information to me. But if you do see one, try to give us a little bit of information. You know, there are a lot of times where people are like, you know, oh, I have a huge sea turtle, and they don't give you a lot of information. And, you know, NRP, unfortunately, won't give you enough information because the people didn't relay it to them. You drive out there, it's a terrapin, you know. So I usually ask for pictures. It's funny. It's funny until you have to do the drive back and forth. And you're like, oh, well, you know, it happens.
Yeah.
But any kind of information, even if you don't know what it is, I don't need you to know what it is. Just, you know, give me a size, give me a color, what is it, how big is it?
Is it as big as a wheelbarrow or as big as a bowling ball?
Yes, exactly.
I got you.
That's the distinction. You know, I've had people call before, and they're like, oh, it's a dead dolphin. I'm like, well, how big is it? They're like, well, between 2 and 12 feet. I'm like, well, that's pretty general measurement. I can't do anything with that.
Exactly, but, yeah.
Yes, if you call that number, they will actually put you in touch with us, and or if it's live, they will shoot you to National Aquarium.
See, this is why your appearance on this show is so great, because most of our listeners are extremely intelligent. They know what's going on in their world when they're out there fishing or hunting or even on vacation on the beach, and when you make our guys aware of stuff, they're usually pretty much not morons. who have their face in their cell phone even while they're, you know, on the beaches of the Atlantic Ocean, and they can't get their face out of the cell phone to see the beauty of God's creation and watch the waves coming in and actually see the pods of dolphins and watch the interaction, of the life on the beach. You know,
right.
They're just there.
Well, it's like you said, they're taking Vine videos and selfies.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
they're just sitting there, basting in the sun rays, and could care less about the environment unless they actually trip over something. You know, it's not even in their thought processes that there's a dead critter out there. But the sportsmen and hunters and fishermen, I mean, that's their world. They like, for the most part, to know what animals they're watching, what they're looking at, and that type of thing. So, you know.
Well, it's really helpful to us, too, because a lot of times I think that, especially in winter when there aren't as many people out, there are a lot of things that obviously do die and don't get reported.
Right.
So the more people that know about it, it's helpful. You know, the more animals we can respond to, we can find out what's going on. Usually
sure.
It's a variety of different species. So it's good. It's definitely helpful.
Gotcha. All right. Hang on.
I'm hanging.
Hang on. All right, folks. We've got to tell you about the Harvard of Grace Decoy and Wildlife Art Festival. Now, Amanda, I'm sure you've heard the term wildlife art. If you say that fast three times, it becomes rather amusing. But if you enjoy decoy, go ahead. No, say wildlife art three times real fast.
Yeah, wildlife art. Yeah, I can do that, wildlife art.
Yeah.
Wildlife art. Yeah,
I'm
good.
Okay.
It's still early. I'm good.
That's pretty good. So, anyway, if you enjoy that and decoy collecting, waterfowl hunting, a scenic walk along the bay, 34th Annual Decoy and Wildlife Art Festival. Howard E. Grace Decoy Museum, Friday, May 1st, this coming Friday from 6 to 9 p.m., next Saturday, 9 to 5, Sunday, 10 to 4, 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. $10 for the whole weekend. Carving competition, silent auction, an outdoor hunting show. Community and nonprofit organizations will be on display, as well as 100 decoy and wildlife art artists, photographers, all be on hand with hunting and fishing suppliers and guide services. The festival is family-friendly, has some great food, and a free shuttle bus runs between the three venues, the museum, the middle school, and the activity center. Visit www.decoymuseum.com or give the museum a call, 410-939-3739, 939-3739, and we'll see you at the Decoy Festival. Coming up tomorrow is the NPLB 4th Annual Fundraising Banquet. No Person Left Behind. That's Sunday, April 26th at the Timonium Fairgrounds at the 4-H Hall. That's 2200 York Road in Timonium. Noon to 6 p.m., a bull roast, a live auction, a cash bar, a silent auction. Family fun for all. $35 a ticket for a single, $55 for a couple, and kids under 10 are free. And Operation Second Chance, Helping Heroes Move On, is the underlying organization of NPLB, No Person Left Behind. If you want to support our wounded soldiers, veterans who have served our country, become wounded in service to their country, and honor those folks, you need to get to this event. Now, I still have a couple of tickets. If you call and give us your name, we'll give your name at the door. You can pick your tickets up at the door. All you have to do is tell them that you are you heard about it on the radio show, but we have to have your name to give to them. So that's pretty simple. NPLB fundraising banquet tomorrow, noon to 6, at the Timonium Fairgrounds in the 4-H building. Now, let me tell you about our buddy Bud down at Fishbones Bait and Tackle. For great fishing tackle and crabbing supplies and up-to-date fishing and crabbing information, Fishbones Bait and Tackle in Pasadena. That's where to go if you live down there. To get there, take Route 100 to the end. Yep, it ends right there on Mountain Road. Hop on Mountain Road towards Gibson Island. Go 2.5 miles to 4729 Mountain Road. All you need for any type of fishing. Bud has great advice for rockfish trolling. He even has a chart he'll show you to help you out on that. Crabbing. Crabbing reports are great, and the best fishing report on the mid-bay. Fishbones also carries the best stainless steel crab steamers you will find anywhere up and down the East Coast. Call 410-360-0573, 360-0573 for Fishbones Bait and Tackle in Pasadena, Maryland.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Hey, we're back. We have a caller on the line for Amanda. John in Queenstown wants to ask her a question, but first I got to tell you about Papa John's Farm. If you like gardening and flowers and plants, I like to recommend Schillinger's Papa John's Farm in Severn, just off I-97. Papa John's greenhouses are absolutely bursting with beautiful plants and flowers, annuals by the pack or flat, perennials by the pot, bedding plants, planters, hanging baskets, beautiful stuff, colorful pansies, impatiens, and petunias, and the proven winter specialty plants as well. Papa John's has all the vegetable plants, too, ready to plant in your home garden. Tasty tomatoes, I mean good ones, squash, onions, watermelon, cantaloupe, 10 variety of hot peppers, and herbs as well. Papa John's Farm is located just off I-97 at exit 12. That's 8029 New Cut Road in Severn. Just drive right to the greenhouse. You make your selection. Call them at 410-969-5909. They got big wagons out there full of plants. You just pull up and you go, I want this flat, I want this butt. You know, it's cool. It's very cool. Big farm wagons. It's very cool. Yeah. Think about flowers and plants from Papa John's for your garden or church. Mother's Day is coming soon, too, May 10th. That phone number again, 410-969-5909. That's 969, 410-969-5909. Papa John's is open every day. Please visit Schillinger's Papa John's Farm. It'll grow on you.
This week on Fox News Sunday, you'll hear interviews with the top newsmakers of the week and analysis of the top news stories by our distinguished panel of political experts. This is Chris Wallace. Join me this Sunday at 5 p.m. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
If I could walk with the animals, talk with the animals, grunt and squeak and squawk with the animals, consulted with quadrupeds, I think what fun we'd have asking over crocodiles to tea, or maybe lunch with two.
That was for you, Amanda.
So much. I could talk to the animals, my problems would be a whole
lot easier, yeah. So, can you tell me, what killed you? Maybe not. All right, let's talk to John in Queenstown, see what he has to say. Good morning, John, how are you?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Your guest does a nice job of finding out what's making all these large marine mammals unhealthy. But before they become clients of hers, they're out there, you know, in the ocean or in the lower bay. But to your guest, if you're down the ocean with your family or are scheduling a trip down there, when you'd want them to go out on either a headboat or a charter boat, and you have to schedule up ahead of time, but normally when you're out there fishing, you see a lot of the turtles and whales and dolphins and everything, sometimes more than others. If you were going to bring your family down there and wanted to enjoy seeing all those while they were fishing, when would you schedule that for?
Let me think. Don't quote me on this, but I would say morning, usually.
Okay.
What time of year?
I don't really have a specific reason other than every time I've taken a charter. Well,
yeah.
It's been in the morning. But usually the lesser the disturbance. So obviously when the boats, you know, they kind of take a break overnight, charter boats, everyone goes in the dock overnight. Animals do feed at night, but they also feed in the morning. And a lot of times you'll be able to see them first thing in the morning when they're feeding or when they're out before. There's actually a lot of boating activity and disturbance that kind of, you know, keeps them either under or out farther from the shore.
What about time of year, Amanda?
I'm sorry?
Time of year.
Time of year? Summertime is usually when we see most of our strandings and most of our animals. We get sightings of dolphins up in the bay as early as, you know, like late March, early April.
Yeah, I'm guessing your watermen are your eyes and ears on the lower bay as well.
Yep, watermen, people that live on the water. Sure. Yeah, definitely. Yep. Anyone on a boat, anyone on the shore?
Yeah.
A lot of people.
Answer your question, John.
Answers. Does that help at all?
I didn't know if there were any specific hot times, primarily seasonally, to say, end of June or beginning of August or sometime like that when there was going to be more whales or that sort of thing.
I would say, like, this time of the year, it's mostly going to be dolphins and or sea turtles, but our busiest time, like, or at least the time we had the most strandings, which wasn't a great thing, but the busiest time, both for live and the dead, is usually June and July. Say July is probably our peak month every year.
Okay.
There you go, John.
All right. Thank you very much.
Enjoy yourself.
Right, early
there.
In July.
Early in July, June, yep, I got it. Amanda, thank you very much. There goes
Not
John.
A problem.
There goes John. All
He's
right.
Well, call back and be like, I went out and I didn't.
I didn't see anything.
I got on the
and
phone.
It's your fault. I know. not the fact that the whale didn't show up that day. It's your fault because you told him that. So, well, it's just like anything else. You know, if you're out there fishing, the guy says, man, you should have been here yesterday, or you call him back and they go, man, we killed him the day after you were here. You know, that type
exactly.
of thing. That's how it works. It's just, you know. That's every
get more than one charter. I could have done that and done a plug for, like, you know, the Ocean City fishermen. They're like, oh, you have to take multiple charters, of course.
Of course, you could have done that. Absolutely. Absolutely. Anyway, well, good. So have you had any strandings so far in 2015?
I actually, it's knock on wood now, it's actually been kind of a slower year for me so far. But,
yeah.
You know, as I say that, the weather is finally getting warmer. It's been a pretty cold winter, though.
Sure.
First one we actually had was a common dolphin. It was on Assateague Island. It was a really nice, beautiful, fresh common dolphin. And I had actually never seen one before, so it was pretty neat. But
mm-hmm.
I've had a few calls, but they're actually remains, which is also interesting when you just, you know, someone calls and just finds a vertebrae in a marsh. You know, it's kind of neat, but
yeah.
Not too many yet.
Okay.
But they're coming.
Oh yeah,
I know it. As yeah. I speak.
Let me ask you: if we get an extremely hot, dry summer, does that tend to drive this virus that you were talking about, or is it more of a wet deal, freshwater influx, or doesn't it seem to matter when it comes to the offshore stuff?
It doesn't really seem to matter. At least we haven't really seen a difference, you know, other than the general decline since 2013.
Right.
I don't think the temperatures or anything. I mean, I don't know, as I said.
Right.
I mean, there's still a lot of unanswered questions, but as far as I know, it hasn't really made a difference.
Okay.
If they're dead, they're coming in no matter what.
Yeah, if they're dead, they're floating in.
But temperature-wise, I prefer, like, last summer wasn't actually too bad. The summer before was a lot hotter.
Right.
But I prefer a more mild summer because, you know, if there's something in St. Mary's County and someone's like, oh, it's not in terrible shape, but it's, you know, 90 degrees, and by the time
sure.
I get there, it's in terrible
shape. It's in terrible shape, absolutely. Well, that's the way it works. Yeah. All right. Hey, one more quick break here, and then we'll wrap it up if that's okay with you.
That works for me.
All right. We got to tell the folks about Clyde Sports Shop one more time, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road. And I know they hear about it all the time, but, you know, we just got to keep reminding them that they do do repair rods and reels. We just had an email from our buddy Bernie, and he had lost a lock nut on one of his reels and couldn't fish with it. Went down to Clyde's, and they had a box of lock nuts for fishing reels, you know, that have been scavenged and skeletonized, and, you know, most of the reel has gone on to a new and happy life in reel heaven. And, you know, there was a part for Bernie to fix his reel and go fishing with. So that's kind of the service beyond the service that you get at Clyde Sports Shop. If you like pen reels, they got a great selection of pens, Shakespeare's, Pfluger reels, ugly stick rods, you name it, everything for fishing, from the perch run to trout fishing to striped bass, all the big trolling lures and everything else. They've got it. Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. Give them a call, 410-242-6108. Don't forget, crabbing season's right around the corner. They've got a full selection of crab stuff, too. They've been around since 1957. The 24-hour fishing hotline is 410-247-FISH, 247-3474. You'll enjoy that fishing report any time of the day or night. You call. You're not going to bother anybody. It's a pre-recorded message, and you can call them in the middle of the day. Nobody's going to answer, but you'll hear Billy's voice on the other line telling you where you can catch fish. Clyde Sports Shop. Love to have him as a sponsor. Another good sponsor we have and like to have is Chesapeake Outdoors right there in Kent Island. That is on Route 50 East, exit 39B. That's Dominion Road. That's what you look for Chesapeake Outdoors, the first choice for Eastern Shore hunters and anglers with Kent Island's largest selection of fishing and crabbing supplies. They got everything you need for spring turkey, the Avian X decoys, the guns and ammo, calls, decoys, and camo. You name it, for spring gobbler, they've got it. If you like bow hunting, they really, really, really have a lot of bows. They do. They've got Matthews and Parker and Mission crossbows and Barnett crossbows and Carbon Express crossbows and Excalibur crossbows. And the newest line is Hoyt, the great Hoyt bows from a wonderful company, and they've got them all in stock. That's Chesapeake Outdoors, 410-604-2500, Route 50 East, exit 39B on Kent Island. Stop there. You'll be glad you did. And I guess one more time, we talk about the Maryland Fishing Challenge, right? It's a free year-round fishing tournament hosted by the Maryland DNR Fishery Service for every recreational angler in Maryland. A few changes coming down the line, and we had that meeting the other day, and I'm looking for to start announcing some stuff here real soon to tell you about cash and other changes coming in the Maryland Fishing Challenge. So it's all game fish from the Atlantic to Deep Creek, three divisions, actually five, including catch and release, invasive species, Maryland Youth Fishing Club. If you catch a fish of a notable specified size, just receive your official angler award. There's a minimum size, and you get an invitation to the grand finale event in September. You can win a Tracker Marine boat package, exotic fishing vacation from the World Fishing Network, Costa gear, tackle packages from Bass Pro Shop and Bill's Outdoor Center, and much, much more. Trout season's here. Perch run's happening. The rockfish season is underway. From the headboats on the Atlantic to the headwaters of a clear mountain stream, it's fishing time. So go fish. Official rules are online at dnr2.maryland.gov/fisheries. Back with our guest, Amanda Weschler of the Oxford Lab, who deals with stranded marine critters, sea turtles, dolphins, and other cetaceans. I didn't say it. And Amanda's...
I know.
I learned rather quickly. I mean, I'm a little slow. You beat me up for sure.
I mean, it's still early.
Yeah, I know it's early. So, you know, and it's early on a Saturday, and you don't want to say the other cetaceans. So,
nope.
There you go. And I won't.
I appreciate it.
Anything you'd like to tell our listeners here in the last couple of minutes?
Last couple of minutes, other than maybe emphasizing the number again, just remember that there's a lot of things. I mean, there are some times where you get multiple strandings in a day, so there could be a time when I'm in Ocean City and someone finds, you know, the remains of a sea turtle in, you know, Calvert County, and I obviously can't be in two places at once. But just remember, because a lot of people don't know, they really shouldn't take parts. I mean, both species, the marine mammals and sea turtles, they're protected under the Endangered Species Act as well as the Marine Mammal Protection Act, so we definitely don't want people to mess with the parts. Take the parts. It's actually, you can get a pretty hefty fine or jail time. Not to be the downer in the last, like, out, you know, the last few minutes of the thing, but just remember that it really is kind of a big deal. So, you know, just leave the parts. I will either get them as quickly as I can, or I will have Natural Resources Police come and get them. But even though, you know, that sea turtle skull might look really awesome up on your mantle, or, you know, you want to tell your friends about it, just, they are protected species, and just remember not to take parts. But if you do see any of these things, just remember to call me, call us, call NRP at the 1-800-628-9944. And other than that, actually, I will say something else about Oxford Day, our lab.
Okay,
it's actually not just us. It's the town of Oxford, which, as we said, is a small town. But once a year, they do a thing where they have activities, and there's a couple things going on in town for, you know, families, children. And we have, like, an open house of sorts at our lab where all of our departments come out, and we put up tents, and we put out all these fantastic displays. For,
cool.
You know, we've got, like, beach staining going on. We've got our other department's talking about sturgeon and fish and oysters. They have oysters and oyster disease, oyster cages, and I have a tent out there with, you know, sea turtle shells and skulls and whale bones. And so it's a once-a-year thing. There's hot dogs, you know. There's, you know, hot dogs and snacks, because, you know, people always want a snack. You know, you got to love people in the food.
I got to ask. I mean, given your profession, what are the hot dogs made out of?
I don't know, actually. My profession, it's like Scrapple. I just would rather not know because it's good.
I like Scrapple.
I love Scrapple. You don't like hot dogs?
I love hot dogs.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if I want a hot dog made out of dolphin or sea turtle, but maybe it'd be good.
Especially after
you get that. So
no.
When is Oxford Days? When is
Oxford Day is today. I'm trying to see when it starts. They have a parade or something around 9 o'clock this morning, and different people contribute to the parade. I believe that we have a boat. One of our boats is going to be on there, and a bunch of lab employees' children got sucked into being on the float. At the end, the
Oxford Days is today. Okay, so if I'm coming from the other side of the bay, the Western Shore, Chicken Necker territory, if I come to the Eastern Shore, how do I get to Oxford easily? I know how I would go, but how? Go ahead.
Oh dear.
How about if we get off Route 50? At the Easton Bypass.
I would say the Easton Bypass is probably the easiest way.
And follow the signs to Oxford.
Follow the signs to Oxford. I take the difficult way. I go down the back roads of Almshouse and Oxford because I live in Cambridge.
You go through Almshouse. I was on Almshouse the other day. Sean Mann lives back off of Almshouse, so I stopped to see Sean and had a good conversation with Sean. So,
awesome.
Yeah.
So if you happen to be in the area and you feel like swinging on to Oxford, come for the displays and find out what we do and stay for a hot dog.
Beautiful. I appreciate that. Well, thanks for letting me know on that. Oxford Days is today. And if you're looking for something to do, if you're just sitting around and you're not turkey hunting or striped bass fishing, or maybe you're done early and you want to head over to Oxford Days, that would be great. Get yourself an unknown source hot dog
at
the Marine Mammal Stranding Division of the Oxford Labs, where they collect dead critters. And hey, look, what else are you going to do with them?
They
lost a big whale at the aquarium suddenly a couple of years back, and my comment on the air was, do you know how many homeless people that thing would have fed? Look, Amanda Weschler, we really appreciate you being on. It's been fun.
Thank you for having me.
It's been a great morning, and we're not going to say the W word. But 1-800-628-9944 if you find any kind of dead sea critter, turtles, dolphins or other cetaceans, even harbor seals and other things. Just call Amanda. She'll show up and do a necropsy and let you know why the thing assumed room temperature. 1-800-628-9944.